Please open your Bibles to the 119th Psalm, Psalm 119, in your Schofield Bibles, page 660. We'll be reading verses 105 through 112. We'll read the verses responsively. Page 660 in your Schofield Bible, Psalm 119, 105 through 112. Let's stand, please, for the reading of the Word of God. This first verse is the text verse for this morning's message. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. I have sworn, and I will perform it, that I will keep thy righteous judgments. I am afflicted very much. Quicken me, O Lord, according unto thy word. Accept, I beseech thee, the freewill offerings of my mouth, O Lord, and teach me thy judgments. My soul is continually in my hand, yet do I not forget thy law. The wicked have laid a snare for me, yet I erred not from thy precepts. Thy testimonies have I taken as an heritage forever, for they are the rejoicing of my heart. I have inclined mine heart to perform thy statutes alway, even unto the end. And let's pray. How we thank you, Lord, for your word. We thank you for the preaching of your word. We thank you for faithful men of God. We thank you that we have one such here at our church. We pray that you'd bless the service, the preaching, and give our hearts and minds now over to the power of thy Spirit. In Jesus' name, amen.
My text this morning is that very famous Psalm 119, 105. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet, a light unto my path. I love my title. I believe my title will give you an idea of what the sermon is going to be about. I love my title. You can't use the light until you use the lamp. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. You can't use the light until you use the lamp. I hold in my hand two books written by a lady who has thought for several years she is dying with cancer. What have you done since she found out she had cancer? I'm saying that this lady has found the answer, and I'm going to tell you what that answer is this morning. I look over at Judge Clement. Cancer tried to get him, but couldn't get him either. He kept on going, always in his place. And others, I want you to listen to me very carefully. I really feel I can help you for the Word of God. Father, bless my simple message today, please, to the hearts of the people. Please. Amen. I promise you, as I always do, that I'll be finished preaching way before, at least by 10 after. I think I'll give you some time back. I tell you this at Lord's Supper time, because we always start 5 to 10 minutes late. I assure you that you'll be out of here before 12:30, and I assure you that I'll be finished preaching before 12:10 and probably a little before that. Set up straight, look right this way. And let me have your attention. I mentioned this last Sunday. Right across the street from us is a family that's lived for 35 years, 30, 35 years. Almost as long as we've lived where we live. We speak to them and occasionally chat with them, wave at them. But our vocations and lifestyles and religions are somewhat different, but we'll see them out in the yard and so forth, as people do with neighbors these days. Several days ago, Miss Hiles and I were backing out of the driveway, and before we got in the car, the lady walked over and she said to Miss Hiles, "My husband is having bypass surgery." I think she said the next day. And Miss Hiles and I went to the hospital that afternoon, and we saw him and saw her. But because he had temperature, they could not have the surgery that day, and they postponed it for a week. We went by the next week and we saw him again there at Munster Community Hospital and prayed with him. And he went into surgery, but he never came out. He went into a coma during surgery and never woke up. And a few days ago, just a very few days ago, he was buried. I was blessed this last Friday as I was an hour decorating a little bit in the yard and looked across the street, and there they were decorating their house. And my heart was blessed. I mean, she's going to keep on going, looks like. She's going to keep on going. And I was blessed as I saw them decorate. I'm sure the family had a lot to do with it. And they decorated several trees out there. And I'm not trying to get in an argument today about what to think about Christmas trees. If I were going to get concerned, though, I'd get more concerned about the queers than the Christmas trees if I were you. I'd at least have a degree of animosity toward my sins if I were you. But folks get more concerned about a Halloween pumpkin than they do about a bunch of folks living like whores and harlots around the country. And I just thought I'd say that. And anyway, as I was saying, Miss Hiles was out decorating, and I said, "Honey, you shouldn't do that. It's of the devil." But she went on. But I want to build my sermon not around that family. I'll come back to him in a few minutes, but I want to talk to you about that. Suppose today or tonight I say to you that I'm going to drive through the night, let's say Detroit, Michigan. And I get in the car and you say, "Preacher, have a safe trip." And I say, "I've decided not to go." And you say, "Well, wait a minute, why aren't you going to go to Detroit?" I said, "Because I can't, because it's dark." It's dark. Well, you say, "Yeah, but you have headlights." I say, "Yeah, but you can only see 60 feet or so. I'm going 240 miles, but the headlights only show." See, what you want to do, you want some headlights that show all the way to Detroit before you start the journey. That's what you want. You want to be able to see the entire trip before you start the journey. And you say to me, "Hold it, preacher. Why don't you go? You got headlights." But I can't see all the way. In fact, I can't even see a mile. I can't even see 100 yards. I can only see about 60 feet or so. But you say, "Brother Hiles, you will be able to see 60 more feet when you go that 60 feet. And if you keep on going 21,120 times, you'll see 60 feet ahead of you, and you will arrive in Detroit." Now, I want to say this today. These books right here, these books were not written by a lady that could see all the way. They're written by a lady that could see 60 feet. That's all. And by the way, that's all I can see, too. I can't see any farther than Ms. Evans can see, and she may come to my funeral. She better. But I'm simply saying that all I can see is 60 feet. And that's all you can see is 60 feet. Now, you say, "Brother Hiles, you keep on going." Yeah, and I say to you also, "You keep on going." "But I can't see all the way." Yeah, but look, you got 60 feet. Enjoy the 60 feet. It may be that's all you have. It may be you'll have another 60 feet, but enjoy every 60 feet. Good night, you get my age, you'd be glad to have 60 feet. And but the thing you do is you say, "I don't know whether I'll be able to see again after in that little 60-foot journey, but I know I can see 60 feet. So I'm not going to lament the fact that I can't see all the way to Detroit. I'm going to rejoice in the fact that I can see 60 feet. And I'm going to keep on going. And only if I keep on going can I see farther." And that's why the family across the street is going to be able to see a little farther, because they're keeping on going. Sure, the fellow is in eternity. He didn't make it through surgery. And the little lady lives alone, but they're still putting the Christmas tree lights up. They still plan to have Christmas. Now, they may not can see New Year's today, but they can see Christmas. And they may not can see more than 60 feet, but they can see 60 feet, and that's all I can see is 60 feet. I've been doing a little, making a little study for this sermon of football in the last few weeks.
I've checked to see, in football, they have what they call a touchdown. Let's see, the Chicago Bears don't make any. Green Bay Packers make some every once in a while. Chicago Cubs may make some, I don't know. But anyway, they come as close as the Bears do. But they have what they call a touchdown. Now listen to me. A touchdown is when you take the ball across the goal line, standing up. But I did a little checking. There's also what they call a first down. A first down is 10 yards. And you have four different chances to make that 10 yards. If you make 10 yards in four plays, you get a new 10 yards. I checked for weeks. I checked several hundred box scores. Over 90% of all the teams that made the most touchdowns made the most first downs. Now, on occasion, a team will make a long pass and not make a first down or a long run. But the way that the teams that win the games is making the first down. They say, I'm looking at the lamp under my feet. And if you don't look at the lamp to your feet, you'll not be able to see the light to your path, because it's only for those who are moving forward who can see the lamp, the light unto my path. Somebody asked me, said Brother Hiles, how in the world, in fact, they'll ask me this question answer time. Is it true that you preached over 58,000 sermons? I said, that's right. How in the world did you preach 58,000 sermons? I said, one at a time. One at a time. I stood behind a pulpit and gave it all I had and preached it. Then the next time I stood behind a pulpit and I could only say 60 feet or 60 minutes ahead. And I gave it all I had. And then I went on Monday somewhere and gave it all I had. And then Tuesday morning, I gave it all I had. And then Tuesday night, I gave it all I had. And I came back to college on Wednesday, and I gave it all I had. And I came to church on Wednesday night and gave it all I had. Then I came to church on Sunday morning and gave it all I had. And came back on Sunday night and gave it all I had. I'm trying to say, ladies and gentlemen, the great secret to life, you got 60 feet. That's all you can see. So, keep going. And you'll not see the next 60 feet until you travel the 60 feet you can see. And you don't know whether you have 21,120 60 feet, ahead of you or not. You don't know. It may be you won't get to past Michigan City, but enjoy the trip between here and Michigan City. It may be you won't get past Kalamazoo, but enjoy the trip here to Kalamazoo. You may not get to Gary, but enjoy the trip between Hammond and Gary. I'm simply saying that the secret to life is you can see a lamp to your feet and look and take the journey, enjoy the journey, and then later on the light comes to your path. People say to me, I can't see my way through. You know, only one can see his way through. My Lord knows the way through the wilderness. I don't have to see the way through. I only see the way to. I just say, here's the lamp under my feet and the light under my path. I'm going to keep on going. And as far as I can see, I'm going to keep on going. If God wants to give me 60 more feet, I'll enjoy 60 more feet. But if I don't have 60 feet, I'm not going to let that ruin the fact that I got 60 feet to go now. The psalmist said, order my steps according to thy word. Psalm 119:33. Didn't say order my journeys, order my steps. Now the great secret is realizing I'm not going from here to Bob. I'm going to take another step. And I'm going to enjoy that step. Now my goal is to get over where Bob O'Clair is. And I'd like to do it. I'd like to live to be 150 and be well all the way through. But I'm 70, and I know I'm 70. Now, I also see people that are 80, and I see people that are 85 and 90. I know I'm getting old, but bless God, I know one thing. I'm preaching this sermon right now, and I'm trying to help somebody right now. I can't see but 60 feet ahead, but bless God, I can see 60 feet ahead. So I'm going to do what I can to help you this morning. I'm going to try to encourage you and lift your spirit and lift your soul and lift your hopes and enlarge your dreams and plans for the future. But you're not going to do it saying, I want to go to Detroit. You're going to say, I'm going to go as far as the light shows me. And then when you get to the end of that, I was reading the other day, God said to his people, he said, I'm going to give you the promised land. I'm going to give you the whole promised land. And they said, how will we get it? He said, little by little. In fact, I'll read it to you. He said, by little and little will I drive them out until thou inherit the land. He didn't say an atomic bomb's going to drop and you'll take over the land. He said, little by little. He said, I'll give you 60 feet. Now you enjoy that 60 feet and keep moving forward in that 60. And don't sit down and give up. Randy, you may not can see but 60 feet this morning, but bless God, you can see 60 feet. So keep on going. And realize that God has something for you to do. And live today. Ms. Evans, I don't think, yeah, there she is. Is that her? There she is. Ms. Evans, good night. She's going to live forever. The wicked never die young. If that's the case, she'll never die. She'll live forever. I'm trying to say, boy, what a testimony. And yet some of you folks say, well, I'm just going to give up. No, sir. No, sir. You've got 60 feet. Enjoy the next 60 feet. And use the next 60 feet. And live the next 60 feet. And succeed the next 60 feet. That's all you know you have. The truth is, I go to Detroit, Michigan, I'll go 2,000 or 21,120 times, 60 feet at a time. The psalmist said, order thou my steps, by little and little will I drive them out. I did not know 50 years ago that I'd be in Hammond, Indiana, pastoring the largest church in America. I just knew 50 years ago that I was supposed to preach. I went to a little country church with 19 members and gave it all I had. I couldn't see but 60 feet ahead. I didn't say, someday I want to pastor the largest church in the world. I just said, I want to do the best I can next Sunday morning. And after Sunday morning, I want to do the best I can next Sunday night. And after Sunday night, I want to do the best I can Wednesday night. And just keep on going 60 feet and 60 feet and 60 feet and 60 feet. And one day you wake up and say, praise God, I've had a wonderful, long, happy life and victories. I never said, I'd like to see 1 million souls come to Christ. As I've said before, and I said again, and how I got in this company, I don't know. There are only 3 men in the history of America can say they've seen 1 million souls come to Christ in their ministry. One was Dwight Moody, one was Billy Sunday, and the other is the man you're hearing right now. And I couldn't shine their shoes, and I'm not worthy for my name to mention the same paragraph with theirs. You say, oh, for the house, what's the secret? You must see, Dwight Moody had great citywide campaigns where tens of thousands came to Christ. Not me. I just went 60 feet at a time. And one invitation. And then a sermon. And an invitation. And a sermon. And an invitation. And a sermon. And an invitation. I'm simply saying, single parent, just live the next 60 feet. Just live the next 60 feet. I think about this. I think about a little story I've told you so often. I was pastoring Garland, Texas. Never forget the day a little lady came to my office and she said, Pastor, the doctor says I'm dying with cancer. As you know, my husband has left me. I have my little boy to rear and he's just a little tyke, 5 or 6 years of age. Doctor says I don't have but a few days or a few weeks at the most to live. And she said, Preacher, I do have today to live. She went to her room and she said, Dear God, I can't die today. I got a boy to feed today. I got a boy to rear today. I can't die today. I'm going to stay alive. I'm not going to die. Next day, she got on her knees and said, Dear Lord, I can't die today either. I got a boy to rear today. I got a boy to feed today. I'm not going to die today. I'm going to live today. And the next day she came to God and she said, I'm not going to die today. I'm going to live today. And she did live today. And she lived the next day. And every day became today. And she lived. And she reared that boy. How? Looking and seeing the whole journey? No, sir. 60 feet at a time. That's all. Just 60 feet at a time. So, Mrs. Letty, keep living. I missed your husband this morning. You did too, over here on the bench. But we found somebody as big as he was sitting over there and had a hard time wiggling in.
have to grease those fellows to put them all there on that third row. But we let it keep on living. I miss Russell, and you miss him 10,000 times more than I. But the 60 feet you can see. Keep on living. Keep on sitting back there. Your preacher needs to see you back there. The people need to see you back there. Your children need you. Your grandchildren need you. Your church needs you. Keep on going. The honest, simple truth is you'll never see the light if you don't use the lamp. And God will not give you the light to your feet till you see the, use the, to your path, till you see the lamp at your feet. So this morning, that little 60 feet you've got, say, glory to God. I don't know how long the journey is going to be, but I've got 60 feet and I'm going to use it to the fullest. And so, Brother Burr, keep on going. Boy, I tell you, that man across the street from me, I heard about that. I couldn't help but shout and praise God. God let you live and be with us today. You're tired and you wonder if you're going to... Yeah, you get your strength back. You walk 60 feet Thursday morning up here and blessed our hearts. Now you're going to have 60 more feet to walk. One of these days you're going to walk up on the platform and conferences with us again. You'll have your 60 feet, but you got to keep on going. If you can go fast 60 feet, go ahead. If you just can crawl 60 feet, go ahead. But thank God nobody has more than you have and nobody can see farther than you can see. I get in my car tonight. I start to drive to Detroit. I got news for you. Only one single person on the way to Detroit can see farther than I can. Not a single person. So am I going to sit down beside the road and say, I just can't see my way through? I don't have to see my way through. Somebody's already gone and prepared a highway for me to go through. You can't see your way through life this morning. You don't have to see your way through. My Lord knows the way through the wilderness. Sing it. All I have to do is follow. My Lord knows the way through the wilderness. All I have to do is follow. Strength for the day. Strength for today is mine all the way. All that I need for tomorrow. For tomorrow, my Lord knows the way through the wilderness. All I have to do is follow. I'm saying keep going. Enjoy the next 60 feet. Randy, I thought about you a lot during Christmas. I also thought about another Randy. He sits across the aisle from me there usually. His name is Erickson. I saw him when he didn't have but 60 feet to see. We come to this season of the year. I remember how every Christmas morning, I used to get up early in the morning. I'd come to the church. I'd ask Randy Erickson if he'd eat breakfast with me. His wife, who passed away a few years ago, his wife had had brain surgery. She was down at the Civic Center having services there, and she said, I can't see Brother Hiles very well. They rushed her and gave her brain surgery, and when they got over, she couldn't walk. She had to crawl like an animal around the house on her all fours. And she talked just like me and didn't know about this. She could talk. Randy had to bathe her, had to cook for her. 17, I think it was, years. And I remember how he and I'd go out to breakfast on Christmas morning, and I'd hate to say goodbye to him. He had no wife that could share it with him. He had no children at all that could share it with him. But he kept on going. I recall one time we took a trip. I'd take him with me on a trip about three or four times a year. I took him down to Orlando, Florida with me, and I won't tell the whole story because it would not be appropriate. But Randy looked at me and he said, Preacher, I'm about to give up. I'm about to give up. He said, all these years, I'm about to give up. And I said, Randy, you got to keep on going. You got to keep on going. We took a walk that night, way into the night. And I said, Randy, you got to keep on going. You got to keep on going. And he went the 60 feet, and it still was dark, and he went the 60 feet. And now then, a lovely family, two precious daughters, happy Christmas time this year. I thought about him Christmas morning. I used to have a little hobby. Well, I take Randy out to eat, and then I'd leave a $50 tip for the waitress. That's a lifetime for you, Brother Colson, tips. And I like to go sit in the car and watch her when she saw the tip. Now listen carefully to me. This is a veil of tears down here. Single parent rearing a child by yourself. Just keep on going. He said, I can't see the way. You don't have to see the way. Just see the one that knows the way. That's all you got to do. That's all you got to do. Just see the one that knows the way. 60 feet. That's all. I'm going to Detroit. I'm going to go 60 feet, but as I go 60 feet, the light keeps on shining. Another 60 feet, another 60 feet, another 60 feet, another 60 feet. That's the way I've lived for these years. And that's the only way you can live and be happy and contented. And I'm saying this morning, I'm saying the Word of God is a light to your feet, but it will not be a light to your feet till it's a lamp to your path. Keep on going and live it up and enjoy it today. You don't know what's going to happen tomorrow, but you know you have today. Make it the happiest day of your life and keep on going for God. College preacher, boy, wants to see his future. Pictures himself standing up here before several thousand people. Let me tell you where to picture yourself. Picture yourself on a bus route on a snowy morning. And go the next 60 feet. And then go the next 60 feet. And go the next 60 feet. And go the next 60 feet. And one of these days God will use you mightily. But God will not let you see that lamp or that light. He'll not let you see that path till you use that lamp that's at your feet and keep on going the next 60 feet. This church. You know how much this church has grown? A Sunday? Largest church in America? You know how much we've grown a Sunday? Stand up, Brother John. Stand up, Brother Pollard. 2.5. Stand up, Brother Jack. You're seeing our weekly growth. 2.5. Or you guys can sit down, Brother Keith, stand it by yourself. Two and a half. That's it. 2.5 people a week for 37 years and 3 months. That's the way you do it. Oh, walk up some Sunday. Oh, my soul, just 2.5 more people. And look at the half. Just 2.5 more people. When are we going to grow? I want to have 100 more. You don't build anything. You don't build a body that way. You don't build a family that way. You don't build a church that way. You do it by giving all you got for the next 60 feet and have it, live it up and enjoy it and keep on going. If you can't see where you're going to go, He knows where you're going to go. He knows the way through the wilderness. You just go to the wilderness. I've been your pastor for a long time. I said this morning in my class, I love to look out in the audience. I love to see a happily married couple. And I remember when they were teenagers, when she was a teenager, she ran off from home. I'm talking about dozens of you. What happened at nights? I've gotten up in the middle of the night and tried to find some teenager back in the early days. We tried to reclaim the lives. And by the grace of God, hundreds and hundreds of them have been reclaimed. That's my pay. That's what it's all about. It's just keep on going. Just keep on going. Just another 60 feet. Another 60 feet. Another 60 feet. You say you think you'll get to Detroit? Don't know. But I'm going to enjoy. I start to say, Gary, I'm going to go into the Portage. I'm going to enjoy Michigan City. I'm going to enjoy Stevenson, Michigan. I'm going to enjoy Benton Harbor. I'm going to enjoy Kalamazoo. If I get to Detroit, I'll enjoy Detroit. But I'm not going to let the happiness of my journey depend upon the destination arriving. I'm just going to enjoy the next 60 feet. This morning, let me tell you, if your heart's breaking on the inside, you don't see how you can face tomorrow. You don't have to face tomorrow. All you got to do is face today. Oh, how many times? Preacher, I just can't face tomorrow. Well, bless God, don't worry about it. Just live it up today. My wife and I are getting old. She is. I'm not. No, she looks like she did when she was 17. When I was 17, I look like I do now. But we're getting old. I look at every Sunday morning. We have the closing prayer. I stand here and look at you as you leave and wonder how long I can do it. Wonder how many more years I'll be able to watch you as this great crowd of people flies toward the doors. And I stand here and I savor it. I savor it. Thank God. I don't know if God's going to let me pastor this church 5 years from now, but I know I am today. And I'm going to try to help you today. I'm going to try to encourage you today. I'm going to try to lift your spirits today. I'm going to try to enrich your life today. Order my steps according to thy word. Little by little, by little and little, I'll drive them out. Thy word is a lamp to my feet, and then it's a light to my path. So this morning, just thank God you got 60 feet. If you have 21,120 more of them and get to Detroit, good. If you don't, make the next 60 feet the happiest 60 feet of your life. And the most fruitful 60 feet of your life. That's what that book is all about. I called that author one day when she'd given up. And she had planned her own funeral. Already planned it. She and Carol Fry. If you ran around with Carol Fry, you'd plan your funeral too. She planned her funeral. I called her. She's in the hospital. I called her on the phone. She said, Preacher, I don't want to take that chemo again. I don't want to take it. I don't want to live. I get take that stuff. I said, she said, I get real dopey. I said, Ms. Evans, you were dopey a long time before chemo was ever invented. And she started laughing. And she laughed and she laughed. And she said, I'm going to take it. I'm going to take it. And she's made a pretty good 60 feet. And so can you. Little by little. Order my steps according to thy word. Thy word's a lamp unto my feet and then a light unto my path. I'm not sure I can make it to Detroit. But I do have 60 feet. I'm not sure I can face tomorrow, but bless God, don't have to face tomorrow. I'll just face today and squeeze all I can out of today. And then when I get to the end of the 60 feet, if he gives me another one, I'll do my best again and again and again and again and again. Lift your hearts up today. Throw your shoulders back. Look, be like that neighbor across the street. Mrs. Liddy, I want you to have the biggest Christmas you've ever had in your life.
Get you a big bottle of Seagram 7 and live it up. And then the New Year's, what's that, Jack? You know it, don't you? I'm simply saying, keep on going. Just keep on going. I don't know him very well, but tears streamed down my cheeks Friday night when I saw them decorating the Christmas tree across the street. Somebody's going to keep on going. You can't see very far, but I'll go as far as I can see, and then I'll see farther. But once I've used the lamp, God gives the light. Would you bow your heads, please?